It's not a welcome mat yet, but it's very close. At the final committee of the whole meeting for Midland Council in their current term, one large push was made to get the homebuyers of Block 27 in the Bayport Village Phase 2 subdivision into their pre-purchased homes. Bayport developers Caitlin Corp had been in a tug-of-war with the town of Midland over clearance conditions for the lands, frustrating many homebuyers over the past year and causing an escalation of mediation between the two parties. Adam Farr, Executive Director of Planning, Building and Bylaw, gave an overview of the staff report to council at the meeting. Caitlin and their consultants, MHBC Planning, have been unable to produce the necessary information and documents that would normally be provided in quite short order for something of this level of simplicity, said Farr. The town's in an interesting and unusual situation in that the buyers have sought assistance from the town in trying to take steps that would affect the closing of their deals with Caitlin, enable them to take ownership of these units. To lift the holding symbol on Block 27, the town requires from Caitlin roughly $27,000 in application and related fees, of which none have been paid as of yet, a subdivision revision application to advance the file, and clearances from outside agencies such as Canada Post. Deputy Mayor Mike Ross asked how quickly the process could be completed. Caitlin would, in a matter of days, I think, be able to fulfill these requirements, Farr replied, noting the requirements of the Planning Act. Staff have expended work without fees. A considerable amount of Caitlin work that's been done is done on the basis of taxpayer support. Town. Bill Gordon inquired if the town additionally owed anything to Caitlin and was told no for an answer, but not after his making a comment about how the town had been in fault as much as Caitlin. I disagree with your characterization of the town's handling of the Caitlin files, responded Farr. The town has been available and worked diligently to try to resolve matters, and we haven't necessarily received the cooperation that would be typical in the development process from an applicant for approvals. Mayor Stuart Strathern provided a summary to which Farr concurred. If I understand this correctly, the town has interceded to move the process forward on behalf of Caitlin since Caitlin has declined to do that, Strathern noted. I just want to be clear on that the town is taking a proactive role here where the town doesn't necessarily have to do that. Ross thanked Farr and staff for extending the olive branch, and the motion carried unanimously by council. The 20-page Bayport Village Phase 2 Conditional Holding Removal Report for Block 27 is available within the council agenda page on the Town of Midland website. Council meetings are held every third Wednesday, and can be attended in person or virtually through Zoom by contacting the Clerk's Department of Midland Town Hall for a link to the meeting. Council meetings can also be viewed on Rogers TV Cable Channel 53, or through the live stream on the Rogers TV website. Archives of council meetings are available through Rogers TV and on the Town of Midland's YouTube channel.